Good afternoon. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with news from Vermont Public. Police say the decision to close all Colchester District schools yesterday was made following a shooting threat from a Colchester Middle School student. Colchester Police Chief Doug Allen says it did not appear to be an incident of swatting, which is an intentional false threat called into schools. It was relayed to authorities after an online incident involving a group of Colchester Middle School students.
A threat that was made in a chat room on an online game that some CMS students were playing. We have identified the person making the threat as a CMS student. The threat involved shooting at the school, specifically to the middle school.
Allen says the threat was alarming enough to err on the side of caution, though district officials ultimately deemed it not credible. The Vermont Truth and Reconciliation Commission has made another couple steps forward, including launching a website. Vermont Public's Elodie Reed reports.
The site is at vtrc.vermont.gov. This comes after the commission hosted its first meeting this month, and they will continue meeting the first Tuesday of each month at 5 p.m. The commission is tasked with identifying discrimination created or allowed by state policies and practices, then making a public record of it and recommending potential remedies. Melody Mackin is one of the three commissioners appointed at the end of March. Those positions are full-time, state-funded jobs, and Mackin says right now, the work looks like anything from getting the website up to going through archives with a staff researcher, to answering many, many emails.
Going to community events, that's something we've been trying to do.
The Truth and Reconciliation Commission's next meeting will be Tuesday, October 3rd. For Vermont Public, I'm Elodie Reed.
For Vermont Public, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini.